Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, praising, 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 for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead, text a neighbor, T-Bone on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air, and we came expecting the Lord to move. Guess what? He's going to move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For this is the day that he's made, and I hope everybody is rejoicing and being glad that you're here, because some didn't make it to see this day. So we need to rejoice in the Lord each and every day. Lord, I thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for letting the blood run warm, Lord God, and I'm not cold. Oh, good God Almighty, just praising him anyhow. Oh, glory to God. So we're going to go ahead on, amen. I want to encourage you, amen, to go ahead, hit your friends up right now and let them know that it's going down, because there is a word from the Lord, glory to God. I'm not going to say it might be, it could be, nah. It is a word from the Lord, straight from heaven. So I encourage you to hit them up and let them know that it's going down right here on Prophetic Corner Ministries, glory to God. I'm going to ask you, if you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, I'm going to move on down the road. Hallelujah. I'm going to give the announcements at the end. Amen. Glory to God. We're a little fired up today, so we're just going to go ahead and let the fire continue to burn. Hallelujah. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Glory to God. Nobody's pressed the 1, so we're going to go ahead, and I'm going to open us up in prayer, and we're going to go ahead and get started on with our service. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Lord, as we rejoice in being glad that we're in it, oh Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to touch those that need a touch from you, Lord, because, Lord, we know just one touch from you, oh God, you can make them whole again. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day, Lord God, that you spared our lives. Let us have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God. Father God, I ask you to remove all the clutter, Lord God, so we can hear what you're saying on this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we know, Lord, nothing catches you by surprise. Everything that's happening, you already know it before it already happened, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your hedge, your protection around us. We thank you, Lord God, for your angels watching over us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for our soldiers, Lord. We pray for those who have been deployed, God, in different parts of the United States, Lord, for different parts overseas, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to wrap your loving arms around them and keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. Let them see every trick of the enemy. Let them see the enemy coming, Lord God, not in a flash, Lord, but let them see the enemy come before he even gets there, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, how you keep us, how you watch over us, how you protect us, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the families, Lord God. Lord, we ask you to keep them, Lord God, with peace. Let them have the peace of God that rests upon them, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, don't let the enemy come in and destroy the peace of God that they're resting on, Lord God, because we know, Lord, nothing catches you by surprise. You already knew it, oh God. You knew it was coming. You knew this day was coming. So, Lord God, we thank you, God, because we know we're serving on time, God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for healing on this land, God. We pray for bursitis, Lord. We pray for any allergy attacks right now. In the name of Jesus, we say dry up. We say hurt no more. You're healed, you're healthy, and you're whole according to the word and the will of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Because he said, Lord God, oh my God, those who believe, you shall have what you say when you speak it. You got to believe that you're healed. Glory to God. You can't continue to go around and saying I'm still sick when God said that by his stripes, you are healed, healthy, and whole in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, for those that need peace, give it to them, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are the peacemaker. You are the peacekeeper by your word, Lord God. They are healed in their mind, Lord God. They're healed in their very soul. As the word is put on the inside, oh God, it shall bring healing to your people, oh Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray for the children, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that the parents continue to pray over them, continue to keep them safe in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them, Lord God, look for them wherever they are. Let them track them down, Lord, wherever they may be in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that men have, Lord God, made much technology, many technology techniques, Lord God. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, right now to give the parents wisdom and knowledge on how to use them, Lord God, so they can keep in touch with their children, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, and all those that have went astray, we call them back into the fold right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we just say, take your hands off right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Whether some have ran away for one reason or the other, oh, God. Oh, my God, let them know that they still love them, to turn them around and set them back well. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, those that have went astray from your word, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to bring them back into the fold. Every backslider that have fled, Lord, off, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those have fled off in different directions, Lord God. Those even have fled off, Lord, in different, Lord God, denominations. And you know, Lord God, oh my God, that they ain't, Lord God, it's not your word. So, Father God, we call them back in right now. We just say, take your hand off. Deliver them, Lord God, and set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who backslid, Lord God, on drugs, we call them back in right now in the name of Jesus. He took the taste away once. He took it away twice in the name of Jesus. But this is your last time. He's going to take it away again. So when you come back this time, oh, my God, when you walk back into the fold, get fully committed in the name of Jesus. Stop hanging around those friends that you were hanging around. They're still doing drugs. So every time you go back, oh my God, you think you're going back to witness to them, but you ain't strong enough. So in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare for the strength of a God that it rests upon you right now. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. You won't go back this time. You will not, in the name of Jesus, go back this time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, oh my God, who have not been stable in your word, Lord God. They've been bouncing to and fro, up and down like a rubber ball. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, get everything that's on their mind, help them, Lord God, and show them the way to clear it off their mind so they can focus on your word and focus on your will. Because you're looking for many, Lord God. You said many are called. You are chosen because those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, they're called to ministry, but they don't have any staying power. In the name of Jesus, that's because they don't want to get up under anybody for them to teach them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Well, we decree and we declare on this day, oh, my Lord, you won't be selfish like that anymore in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Whether it's male or female, in the name of Jesus, you shall come in, oh, my God, and be taught the word of God because he needs you out there in the field telling the people about God. Tell him about a man named Jesus, how he died on Calvary, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We call him back in right now, Lord God, for those, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, who've been holding their hands so tight. Oh, my God, they don't want to give, but they're always expecting you to give them tithes. Oh, my God, in their need, in the name of Jesus. But they won't give, Lord God, so there'll be meat on your table, as you said in your word. Lord, we ask you, God, to show them, Lord God, by the word of God, how it is true. And you said, every man be a liar, but the word of God shall be preached from nation to nation, from city to city. It'll bring souls in by the thousands in the name of Jesus. Those that have been caught up in money laundering, oh, good God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. He said, stop it right now in the name of Jesus. You think you got by, but you didn't. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. And stop holding everything that you get so tight in the name of Jesus. When you expecting to give to you, you got to give. The word to give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall be given to your bosom. So don't be afraid to give to God, people, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Stop making your cars your gods. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He's a jealous God. He said, put no other gods before me. Oh, my Lord. In the name of Jesus. Some of you have put other gods before God. Oh, my God. So you don't need to do that anymore. Glory to God. Have no other gods before me. Don't even put other men before me. Don't even put other women before me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to know what you know, hallelujah. When you read God's word, meditate on his word, hallelujah. You'll know the right from the wrong. So many times, people are afraid to read the word of God, hallelujah. Because if you read that word, hallelujah, you're going to be held accountable for that word, hallelujah. Glory to God. So we ask God right now to give you the strength to read his word, meditate on his word, hold fast to his word. Don't let it go. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we pray, God, for all those, Lord, who have been sick, Lord, in their body, racking with pain right now. We say heal it from the top of their head, Lord God, to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Those, Lord God, don't know which way to go, Lord. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. I order their steps right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the right direction, Lord. Father God, we ask you those that need to cut loose from those that don't mean them any good in this year and in this season. We ask your God to cut them loose. You said your word is sharper than a two-edged sword. In the name of Jesus, you'll cut away anything that's not like you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, every spirit, every wayward spirit, every deceitful, every deception spirit, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to cut it away right now, Lord. Let them stand on your word and stand there for, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and stop moving and being tossed to and fro, Lord, by every wind and doctrine that comes along. The only thing that's going to stand is the word of God. That's the Bible. The word of God is going to stand. It's going to stand the test of time in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In your son's mighty name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. So you want to come on and get on the train. Glory to God. Some people are standing outside the door, and he just been knocking, hallelujah. Oh, my God, knocking at your door, but you won't open the door. It's time to open the door and let Jesus in. You know, they used to sing a song, let Jesus in, let him in, let him in. Glory to God, let him in, hallelujah. You stand on the inside, hallelujah. Okay, this is all I need. All I need is somebody over there praying for me, and all I need is somebody over here, you know, when I'll give them a little something and let them pray for me. No, get on your own rusty knees and learn how to pray. Learn how to call on a man named Jesus, hallelujah, who died on the cross. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then once you get in, hallelujah, when you sit in, guess what, hallelujah, he'll do a work on you, glory to God. Then you'll start to grow in Christ, and then you'll get that Holy Ghost staying power, and you won't be tossed anymore. Hallelujah. And you know what? Can't nobody tell you nothing. Glory to God. You're going to stay anchored in the Lord. But this day you have to choose. Either you're going to be in or you're going to be out. You can't be lukewarm because he said, I'll spew you out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So get connected. Hallelujah. And stay connected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on right now. Hallelujah, with the word of God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. My God. You know, God is good. And people say all the time, when you say that, hallelujah, when you say God is good, people say all the time, and all the time, God is good. But do you really know how good he is? Hallelujah. But sometimes people just say stuff because it sounds good. You know, and that's what it is, but it ain't that. That's got to do with sounding good. Do you really know how good he is? Do you serve him? Do you continually serve him? Not being tossed by every wind and doctrine come along. Not being tossed to and fro when you have problems. Okay, I'm up today, I'm down tomorrow. No, you stay. It don't matter what you go through or what you got to go through. You got to hold on with all hope. Don't let it go. Hallelujah. Because when it's time, hallelujah, oh, my God, good God Almighty, and all the trials, and you may get one on this side, and the tribulations, one on the other side, one on the left, one on the right, good God Almighty, hallelujah. You got to learn how to stand. But guess what? If you ain't got no word, and you ain't prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, and got the Holy Ghost power, you can't stay. And that's where we all need to be in this season, because we're going to need to pray and pray and pray. You know, I go on social media and I see all these people, you know, they're praying, amen. Oh, yes, we're praying for our troops and we're praying. Hallelujah. He said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. Understand that last word, righteous, glory to God. Availeth much. Are you living a righteous life? Hallelujah. My God, are you living that righteous life? To stand and stand there for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And pray for these troops. Not just, you know, on social media. You got to pray for them all the time, even though when nobody don't see you, even in your secret closet. Hallelujah. You got to pray for them. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. And he is worthy. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get in the word of God. If you have your Bible, I would like for you to turn with me to Psalm 37. Hallelujah. The title of my message today, Your Day is Coming. You know, we all have a day when it's coming. Believe that. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is to return. It's coming. Glory to God. And all that he's promised us is coming. But you got to hold on during that time. You can't look at what nobody else has. Hallelujah, and what you wish you had, and, you know, and envy another man's whatever it is they got things, whether it be a woman, man, car, boy, girl, whatever it is. You can't envy it. Hallelujah. You got to stay connected to the vine, to the vine. The vine is Jesus Christ, glory to God, because he's going to give you yours in due season. That was a season, amen. I remember everybody around me was getting everything. I said, hold up, wait a minute. Lord, there's something wrong here, okay? And he asked me, he said, do you want what I'm going to give you just for a little while, or would you like it to be a permanent thing? I said, Lord, just go ahead, pass it on out to them. I want my permanent, you know, I'll go ahead. Because he said, what they getting, it won't last. They'll have to come back again and ask for more. But he said, what I'm going to give you, this going to last. Oh, good God Almighty. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I wanted that stain, hallelujah, that thing that will stay with me. I don't want something, and then the next thing you know, I got to go back. Okay, Lord, I need more of this. I need more of that, whether it's finances, whether it's peace, whether it's healing. I want mine permanently, and then move on to something else. You don't want to keep repeating the same trial over and over and over. Hallelujah. My God. On Psalm 37, we're going to start right now at the first verse. Your day is coming. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. You know, don't get mad because you see somebody, amen, you say, Lord, they ain't saved, but it just look like they're doing so good. Don't, you know, don't worry about that. Because like I said, that don't last. You know, you can worry about something so much that it eats away at you. You're worrying. It dries up your bones. It brings on anxiety. It consumes your thoughts. Glory to God. You can't, you say, oh my God, I forgot. What was this? You know, I know sometimes we'll be going, you know, we'll go to get something, then we'll walk out of that room and into the other room to get it. And then before you got there, you're like, okay, what did I need? What was it I need to get out of here? You'll turn around and go back in the other room and come back again. Hallelujah. That's because you allow things to consume your mind and you can't think straight. You know, you're thinking about this, you're thinking about that. But, you know, if you keep your mind stayed on me, he said, I will give you perfect peace. If you keep your mind stayed on me. But you've got to keep your mind hooked to the vine, glory to God. Don't worry about what another man's got. Don't envy about what they got. Hallelujah. Because guess what? If they didn't get it in the right way, it ain't going to be long. They're going to want more. They're going to have more. Let's move on. Verse 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and withered as the green herb. Verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. You see right here, a lot of people say, well, you know what? I trust God. Yeah, I trust him. Do you really, really trust him? Do you trust him enough to serve him? Do you trust him enough to submit to the word? Do you trust him enough now to pay your tithes and your offerings? Hallelujah. Even though you may not have enough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I've been taught and heard, you know, many pastors say, you know, if you ain't got enough to meet your need, it's your seed. Glory to God. But do you trust them enough? I'm not saying to give your light bill money. I'm not saying, no, don't do that. No, don't do none of that. Because I don't want you in the dark. You got to read the Bible. You can't read it with the flashlight. You might can read it, but some words you're going to miss. But anyway, you don't want to do that. But what I'm saying is, can you trust them enough? Hallelujah. You know, payday's coming after a while. Glory to God. So you will get what you get. Hallelujah. And when you get what you get, don't pitch your fit. Glory to God. But you got to pay your tithes, your offering. You must do those things because he's required in the word of God. Now, do you trust him to do that? Before you even do anything else, you say, okay, Lord, I may not can pay it all, but God, you help me, and I can get to that place. But for right now, I'm going to have to do this right here. And then, God, you help me and increase me more. And then I can get to that place to do what I'm supposed to do. Ha, glory to God. But you know what? People don't even do that. I don't know what it is, but people hold money really tight. It ain't nothing wrong with you spending some, and you make sure you give God his before you even do anything. Before I even do anything, let me tell you what I do. God's at the top of the list. Okay, if he said pay my tithes and my offering, then guess what? That's what he's going to get. I'm going to do it right there, and he requires 10%. Come on, 10% ain't much. Hallelujah. He do more than that for us, and I know come on, you can't even set a price on as much as he do for us. Glory to God. Let's move on. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. When you delight yourself in the Lord, you don't mind praying. You don't mind talking to people about Jesus. Glory to God. I'm not just saying, you know, going to job and say, hold up, wait a minute. You need to be saved. No, they're going to push you onto the curb. God will open up a door for you whenever it's time for you to speak to those people, you know, about whatever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you don't have to do that. Walk around and say, I am a child of the Most High God. No, you don't have to do that. You can continue to say that in your mind, but don't roll up on nobody. Hallelujah. That's right. That's how the young people say it, you know. Don't roll up on anyone like that. You know, you can go and say, well, let me share something with you. Let me tell y'all something. Hallelujah. I know I can tell you this because I used to be one of those people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But then as I got taught better and as I learned better, then I had better strategies on how to win souls to Christ. When you walk in a crowded room, they gonna know who you are. They gonna know if you've been with the Lord or not. Glory to God. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. So, you know, if you delight yourself in the Lord, don't let going to church, hallelujah, praying and all that, don't let it be a burden to you. Delight yourself. Oh, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready for prayer. I'm ready to pray, Lord. Oh, my God, I've been waiting on this. You know, delight yourself in the things of Christ. Delight yourself when it comes time to read the word. Don't let it be a burden. Well, you know, I got to watch my shows, all these new shows coming on, and I hear it a lot. You know, oh, yeah, I got to watch this. Oh, yes, I'm going to shut this down. But then do you shut everything down and read the word of God? Do you shut everything down and hear what he wants to tell you? Because if you do, guess what? That's all right. You're going down the right road. And if you don't, you can get to that point. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Hallelujah. You know, if you commit all your ways to God, when you get ready to go out and do something or buy something, do you ask, you know, make a big purchase? And, well, you know what, Lord, can I do this or can I do that? Guess what? He'll tell you. I know this lady said, you know, she wanted to buy a dress. Amen. I think it was a dress or something. And she asked the Lord, could she get it or whatever, you know, and he told her yes. And sometimes he won't say nothing. So if he don't say nothing, then get what you need to do. Be still. But if you commit all thine ways, well, Lord, is it time for me to go out and do ministry? You know, is it time for me to sit? Do I need to set up under some a little bit longer and get a little bit more word? He will speak to you. But so many times people don't. In this day and age, they just always say, I am grown. That's what I always hear. But guess what? Ain't nothing with you. Ain't nothing wrong with you being grown. Baby, glory to God. That's good. He growed you up. I'm sure you're grown. Hallelujah. I hope you are anyway. But when he said, commit all thine ways to me, and he will give you those desires of your heart. He will. He shall bring it to pass, whatever you want. Make sure you commit your ways to him first. And then, you know, he'll tell you, he'll order your steps, where you need to go, what you need to do. He'll tell you how to do it if you listen. Hallelujah. But if somebody said, well, you know what? You are called to be a prophet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then guess what you do? You say, okay, I'm a prophet. Then you go out and start prophesying and you mess somebody up. Glory to God. No, it takes time and preparation. You know, when you commit all your ways to God, he going to direct your path. He ain't going to let you slip. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on. And he shall bring forth and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not, that's that word again, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You see, people can prosper in the wrong way, but guess what? They won't be blessed by it. Hallelujah. You know what I call that? That's just luck. Hallelujah. If they're getting it like that and they got it like that, that's just luck. Hallelujah. But whenever you have committed your ways to the Lord and you're resting in him and you're waiting patiently for him to bring everything to pass, don't you know he'll do it and it won't take long? You think it's been a long time, but guess what? You were waiting patiently so you won't make a mistake. You won't slip up. Hallelujah. And go out there, you start a business in 2 or 3 weeks, and Lord, ain't nobody coming. Glory to God. Well, you wouldn't know what to do at that point. Hallelujah. But don't you know when you rest in the Lord and you say, okay, Lord, this is what I told you I wanted, and you told me I can go ahead and start this business. Now, what it is, you got to continue to pray. You got to stand at the door. Amen. If you want to start a business and you go ahead and you get it up and running, you got to stand there and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you told me that I could go ahead with this business. So I decree and I declare that you will bring me, Lord God. Oh, my God. Lord, you'll bring them in, Lord God. You'll bring them in 2 by 2 in the name of Jesus. Because, God, I waited patiently on you, Lord. So I know, Lord God, that you will bring it to pass. You'll bring them in, Lord God. You'll bring every buyer in, Lord, every shopper, Lord God, man, woman, boy, girl, Lord. I know you'll bring them through this door and let them spend money in my shop. Oh, good God Almighty. That's what you do, and that's how. Hallelujah. He'll bring it in because you waited. And now, guess what? You got to pray. Stand at the doorway and pray and decree and declare. Everybody come through that door. Oh, my God. They will see the Lord our God is resting upon each and every piece on the inside. Whoever that is, the business that you're going to start, know that God is going to rest upon it. Continue to pray because he's setting it up. You know, he's not a God of failure. He's setting it up. So that way, you'll have everyone to come in. When they come in, the shoppers, they'll buy more than you think they're going to buy. They won't just buy $2 or $3 worth. They'll buy hundreds of dollars worth. Oh, glory to God. And you pray the prayer to continue it, to keep it coming, Lord. So just hold on, because it's coming. Your day is coming. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. You can't do evil. You cannot do evil against your brother or your sister. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, well, she got me, I'm going to get her back. No, you don't throw railing for railing. And just because they prospering, you know what? They over there and they doing all their business and they making money, and here I am, I'm not doing anything. And, you know, and then you start to talk about them and you start to tear them down. And don't do that. And don't do evil just because you see them doing evil to get their business up and running. You stay, wait patiently. You commit your ways unto the Lord and watch what he do. He ain't going to let you down. He's never failed and he never will let you down. Hey, if you living right, then guess what? You know, the older people always say, if you're living right, right gonna follow you. But if you do wrong, guess what? That's gonna follow you too. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Glory to God. Don't you know what? He has a place in heaven for you. Yes, he does. And you know, and the streets are paved with gold. But you don't know what while you're down here. He's gonna take care of you here too. He's gonna make sure you got what you need. He's gonna make sure you got more than you need. But so many times people don't trust him. They don't commit their ways. They don't really believe. Ah, it's just a cliche. They say, well, you know, I trust him. Lord, I believe you. Nah, go back to the drawing board and see where you stop trusting him at. Glory to God. Because sometimes people go and they just spend frivolously, glory to God, and say, hold up, wait a minute. Oh, I don't have my tithes. I don't have my offering. I had to go and I spent this. Nah, if you spent it in anything other than things that you need, amen, glory to God, nah, that's not right. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people will go and they'll, okay, well, I see this beautiful dress. I see this beautiful suit, men, girls, hallelujah, women, boys, girls, all of them, glory to God. You say, oh, my, I see this beautiful suit. I'm going to take this out my tithe money. And that's all that they ever want, for you to go ahead and start stealing your tithe. Hallelujah, glory to God. And I'm going to buy this, and guess what? I'll put it back later. But guess what? You know what? Things like that will get you caught up. Because, you know what, 9 times out of 10, you ain't going to put it back because something else going to come up. And he said, well, I wasn't able to put it back because I had to go over here and do this, and that's how he got you. Because, see, Satan, hey, don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. He will trap you. So be careful about doing things like that. Let's move on to verse 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be yet. Thou shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. You know, you got to learn how to be meek, very meek. Listen. You can have more than anything. You know, he don't care about you having all the stuff. Just don't let the stuff have you. You know, people get so caught up and they got so much fame and fashion and different clothes and different fab now going on, you know. I mean, people just, oh, I got to have that, I got to have that. You know, this just in style, you know. Oh, this is the style. This is what they're wearing now. Glory to God. They're wearing for a couple of weeks and then the next thing you know, they'll come out with something new. And then guess what? They get you caught up. Well, it's okay if you want to do that, if you can do that. But never forget. Stay meek. Stay humble. Hallelujah. Don't let everything consume you. Don't let everything, hallelujah, just have your mind captivated where you're here on the left, you're here on the left, you're here on the left. But guess what? You never come over here on the right side. You never live righteous. You're just way out there because you got to keep up with the Joneses. Glory to God. Let's move on. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. You know, people... Wicked people will sometimes come against those that are living right. And then they'll just up and down, oh, my God, want to persecute. But understand, y'all, if they persecuted Jesus, they're going to persecute you too. A lot of times people come and they try to try you and see how much word you know. But understand, it ain't how much you know. It's what you're doing with what you know. Good God Almighty. And that's what you tell them. But it ain't how much I know. It's what I'm doing with what I know. As long as I'm living right, I'm doing right, I'm acting right, hallelujah. And guess what? I'm going to be right. You know, it's okay. But they will come and try you. They want to see what you know. But you don't argue about God's word, because that's the way they are. I've heard someone tell me, say, well, you know what, say, this person likes for them to come, amen, for people to come talk about the Bible with them. You know, they said that they know the Bible. They know the Bible up and down, and they just, you know, they'll just tell them all this, you know, words in the Bible and give them scripture and all that. That's worth nothing if you ain't living none of it. Glory to God. Because whatever you know, you're going to be held accountable. So it's good for that man not to know it. Hallelujah. But if you know it, you're going to be held accountable for it. So if you know it, you got to live by it. Glory to God. And if you don't, guess what? To that man is sin. Yes, absolutely sin. Let's move on. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that this day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversations. You see right here, glory to God, you can tell, hallelujah, you'll get somewhere and then people get to talking all kinds of crazy stuff. Oh, man, people can say some crazy stuff. You got to remember, let your conversations be holy, hallelujah. Don't get entangled with all that they got going on. Remember that, because you can get tied up with some crazy stuff. Remember to just do what we were taught, you know, to walk off. Glory to God. You can just say, well, I'm out of here, okay? Hallelujah. And leave it at that. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. Oh, my God. You see right here, it's best to have a little than to have a lot like the wicked people. Because guess what? That's not going to help them. And you think this stuff's going to get them into heaven? No, I ain't never seen nobody. Amen. Behind the hearse, hallelujah, you got your Ferrari, you got your Mercedes, you got all these things, amen, tagging along behind their hearse going to the cemetery. I ain't never seen it. Glory to God. But what you got to do, you got to stay anchored in the Lord and know that he's going to take care of you. Fret not, hallelujah. Don't get all uptight with what everybody else got. Don't get all uptight saying, you know what, I wish I had, I wish I could have. Don't want what another man got. You know, you say it like this, that, Lord, I know if you gave them that, then guess what, you're going to give me mine. And this is what I want. Tell him what you want. Learn how to be specific in what you want. Hallelujah. I was talking to someone, amen. I was talking to some of my siblings. As a matter of fact, I called them. I said, okay, I need you to tell me something. Tell me what you believe in the Lord for this year. And it's like, you know, they were like, oh, what, huh? You know, and I said, come on, tell me what you believe in him for. Come on, tell me. You know, glory to God. And they said, well, I couldn't think right then, you know. Hallelujah. It was kind of funny. And, you know, later on they did call each other and talk about it. But, you know, you got to have some specifics. If you want a red car, hallelujah, then ask God for a red car. Hallelujah. If you want a red car, you want leather seats. Hallelujah. I don't know who want this, but amen. Hallelujah. A red car with leather seats in it. You want it fully loaded, all it. Hey, well, ask him for that. Glory to God, because understand, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. He's not going to give you anything, amen, to hurt you. And he ain't going to give you nothing, hallelujah, that you can't pay for. Hallelujah. But if you keep asking, then he will release it to you. Glory to God. If you keep asking for something that you know you can't pay for. Glory to God. He'll get tired of you. Go ahead. It's up to you. You get it. But guess what? Then you get caught up trying to pay for it. Hallelujah, glory to God. But be specific. If you want this store, hallelujah, the Lord, I want a store. This is what I want in my store. You know, draw your plans out and tell him what you want. It ain't the plan that failed. It's because we failed to plan. Hallelujah, because your day is coming. The day is coming, hallelujah, for you to get everything that you desire. And God will put desires also in your heart, and he'll make those desires come to pass. When God gives you a desire, hallelujah, and you know, you said, well, you know what? I ain't never wanted that. No, I don't think I ever wanted that. Lord, I ain't asked for that. Then know that that's a desire that he gave you. He placed that desire in your heart. So guess what? It's up to him to bring it to pass. Glory to God. You can't keep up with the Joneses, hallelujah. You know, I used to ask, what do you mean by keeping up with the Joneses? Glory to God. That means you can't have everything they got. But guess what? You can get your own. Hallelujah. So don't get all uptight and all worked up because you see someone doing good. Hallelujah. And they ain't saved. They ain't serving the Lord. They live in I say, on borrowed time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then you get upset. Well, Lord, look, they got all that and I ain't got nothing. No, don't get uptight about all that that's going on in their life. Understand. Know who you serve. Know that you serve an awesome God. And know that whatever it is that you need, he'll give it to you. He'll give us our heart desire. But we got to hold on in this season. You know, so many times people are falling out. I see them falling down by the wayside because, hallelujah, they hadn't got what God has promised them yet. But guess what? You got to have that staying power. Continue to stay. Continue to pray. Don't give up now. Hallelujah. You don't want to throw in the towel now. Now is not the time to give up. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the righteous people are going to prevail in this season right here. You're going to see the righteous riding high, living large, and in charge. Oh, my God. You're going to see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know you said, well, we've seen so many people, you know, doing different things, and I won't say everything, you know, this is live radio, but they're living large and in charge, and you know, I'm like, Lord, why can't I do that? And you know they ain't living right. Well, he takes care of everybody. He does, glory to God. But guess what? That they're doing, it's going to wither up. It's going to dry up. Understand, pretty soon, he's going to separate the wheat from the tares, glory to God. They all grow up together, but he'll separate them. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. For the arms, 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. See, pretty soon everything they got is going to be gone because you ain't living right. He said right here, the arms of the wicked shall be broken. Hallelujah, glory to God. Let's back up a little bit, 16. I think I missed it. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked, okay? And now, verse 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. See, God's going to uphold you. Amen. You are right and you're living right. Glory to God. God will uphold you in your righteousness. He will uphold you. But if you're doing some wicked stuff, you can hang it up. Glory to God. He's going to take care of the righteous. He's going to take care. He's going to give you everything that you need. He's going to give you food. He's going to give you shelter. He's going to give you the desires of your heart. If you desire to start businesses, he's going to give them to you, glory to God. But understand, when you dedicate all this to him, glory to God, and guess what? And you will prosper, and you start paying your tithes. You start giving your offering. Then guess what? It ain't going to do nothing but go up, up, up. After a while, people are going to be saying, well, what happened? How did you get here at this point? Look at you. You got all these stores in different places. I don't know who that is, but good God, get ready, get ready, get ready. You got all these stores and things in different places. What happened? I started serving the Lord. I committed all my ways to him, and so he directed my path. Oh, my God, ain't God good? Hallelujah. Let's move to 18. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. See, right here, when you're living right, hallelujah, your inheritance is going to be forever, the upright. That means you're going to have, amen, a seat in the kingdom of God. He said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his very soul? You don't want that, glory to God. When God gives you something, hallelujah, understand it's God. Understand he's going to do what it takes to help you to get it through, to carry it through. He will hook you up with the hookup with the right person to help you to get it on its feet. And understand, he's going to take care of you. You got a seat in the kingdom of heaven. But the wicked don't. See, they down here doing wicked stuff, trying to get wicked money, doing anything, amen, for ill gain money. And guess what? It's going to dry up. Glory to God. It's going to be cut down. My God. Let's move on. They shall not be ashamed the evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. Even in the day of a famine, those that live right, they're going to be satisfied because he's going to take care of them. He's not going to leave them nor forsake them. He said, never seen a righteous. Oh, my God. He's going to be right there with them through it all. Let's read on. Glory to God. We only have 16 minutes. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The wicked voweth and payeth not again. But the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. You know what? I've seen it over and over and time again. Sometimes, you know, wicked people will go and they'll borrow money, and then they'll start, or either they'll buy something, you know, and then they'll go and start talking. Well, you know what? They charge too much for this anyway. Didn't nobody tell you to go and buy it? Glory to God. Well, I'm not just not going to pay them. And then you're going to mess up everything, mess up your credit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know what? If a person is living right and they're walking right, they're a righteous person, and you have committed your ways unto the Lord, then guess what? You got it. So, well, you know what? I got it, Lord. And that was on me. So guess what? It's for me to continue to pay for it until I get it paid because I did it. Did nobody tell me to do it? I did it. You know, a lot of times, well, they charge too much anyway. Well, I'm just not going to pay it. Well, you just not pay it because guess what's going to happen? They're going to just take you to court, glory to God, to just get their money. Hallelujah. And that's what it's saying. Hallelujah. So if you make bills, pay them. Hallelujah. And don't come hollering about, oh, the interest is too high. Didn't nobody tell you to get it. You should have thought about all that before you went and did it. Hallelujah. But a righteous person, well, you know what? I did this, so Lord, I'm going to go ahead. I got to go ahead and continue to pay for it because that's the right thing to do. Let's move on. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Oh, my God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. You know, you delight in every way that God wants to take you. You know, we are in a season now where we need to follow Jesus even the more and stop following. Don't follow man, not stop following. Don't follow them. Glory to God. Because you want everything that he died to have, that he died for you to have. And if you committed your ways, I keep saying that word, that's commit. But, you know, someone, amen, you're on this line. You're serving the Lord, but you have not committed. You're not fully committed. Glory to God. That's why things don't go right for you. Hallelujah. That's why people, a lot of times, people come against people. Yes, they do. But not like the way they've been coming against you because they haven't fully committed. You got to fully commit thy ways unto the Lord. And what I hear you. And what he's saying by commit thy ways unto the Lord, if you got leaders that's placed over you that can tell you and help you and to tell you things to stop you from going out, amen, doing things that you shouldn't do, then you need to listen. You need to listen. Hallelujah. Because those are God's people. He placed them over you to help you. Glory to God. And so you can get fully committed. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and he will direct your path. You got to stay committed, glory to God. And first of all, you got to get committed. You're doing it, you're serving the Lord, but you're not fully committed. You're just not. You're going to have to turn around, amen, right now. Repent if you're on this line. You can press the one, we'll pray about it. Amen, glory to God. And you can repent, turn around, and then begin to start over again. We serve a righteous God. So don't let this keep eating away at you. Just go ahead, press the one, come on in and say, you know, I was one of those people that, you know, I don't care where you're calling from. If not, you can inbox me, glory to God. I know some people say, well, I'm not going to air my dirty laundry. It ain't dirty laundry. What you're trying to do, you're trying to get where you need to be in Christ so you can begin to commit and you can serve him like you're supposed to. It ain't got nothing to do with it. I don't care if it's something I need. If they're online and they say, well, if this is you, then you need to press the one to come. I'm going to go in. Amen. I'm going in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, you can talk. Amen. They used to sing this song. You can talk about me just as much as you please. The more you talk, I'm going to bend my knees. Because every time I think about Jesus, I feel good. Hey, glory to God. I'm going to go in, hallelujah. And I'm going to repent, and I'm going to ask you, would you pray with me and help me and show me the way that I need to go and what I'm not committing, hallelujah. Let's move on. Oh, my God. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You know, if he fall, then guess what? God is there to pick you up again. So sometimes things get to happening. Oh, my God. God is there. He ain't going to leave you. He's going to be right there to pick up the righteous and hold his hand. Hallelujah. He's not going to force himself. But if you don't want him, then he's not going to force himself on. Glory to God. Let's move on to 25. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I want to read that again, hallelujah. 25, I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. If you got seed, you ain't got the bread. All you got to do is pray about it and wait, hallelujah. And guess what? It's coming. It's coming to you because guess what? You ain't got the bag. You ain't got to go and stand outside the road with no cup in your hand. You ain't got to go and set up no GoFundMe account. You ain't got to do none of that. But understand, if you don't pay your tithe and your offering, you're cursed with a curse. Let me help you out. I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Glory to God. You have to pay your tithe and offering. If not, you're cursed with a curse. Hallelujah. Although you may go through sometimes when you need some money or you something you need. You may need some food, hallelujah. Or you may need your car fixed or something like that. By God. But just know if you're paying your tithes and offerings, hallelujah, don't you know God's gonna bring you through it? He's not gonna leave you out there hanging. So just know, hallelujah, pay your tithes and offerings so you won't be cursed with a curse. I remember a time, amen, glory to God. I'm going to tell y'all just like this. It's the truth, and the truth is all in it. Glory to God. I've had my vehicle for quite a long time, hallelujah, and I've never, ever, and I've had it probably about 10, I'm going to say 10, 11, 12, 13 years or so, hallelujah, glory to God. And I've never, ever, hallelujah, had a tune-up on my vehicle, glory to God, hallelujah. Never, ever had a tune-up, amen, glory to God, until last year, glory to God. So you see how good God is, glory to God. I said, okay, Lord, you kept it this long, glory to God. So it's starting to get a little skip. I said, okay, I know it's about time now to take it on in, glory to God. So, you know, hallelujah. You see how God will keep you running. He won't let you be outside the road. He said, never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. Hallelujah. And I got mechanics all in my family. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's a good thing. Hallelujah. My God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? That's how he works it. He will keep you. He said, never seen the seed beg bread. So you ain't got to beg. All you got to do is say, look, I need this, and I need this, you know, you to help me with this, you know, my vehicle need this, you know, and this, and guess what? It gets put on there. Glory to God. Although you have to buy the parts, begin with God and make a way for that too. Come on now. We serve a righteous God. If you pay your tithes and offerings, you know, some people think that he's going to rain it down from heaven. He's going to rain down me $1,000. No, he's making a way here on the earth. Hallelujah. And he's using people to bless people. So if you pay your tithes and offerings, you ain't got to worry about all that, because God going to make a way. Didn't you just see it? Never seen no righteous. Understand that word righteous. When you live right, you talk right, you walk right, glory to God, you serve him right, you won't, hallelujah, be stagnated in your growth. Whenever it's time to go to prayer, you'll go. Whenever it's time to sit down and cut everything off, you'll cut everything off and read the word of God. When it's time to pray, hallelujah, oh, for not just for yourself, you're for it no more. When it's time to pray for the whole United States, because it's all in an uproar. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. When you reach out and grab somebody else's hand and say, well, sister, you know what? It's going to be all right. We serve a righteous God, so I'm going to pray for you here. Glory to God, hallelujah. You won't have to beg, hallelujah. You ain't got to beg, hallelujah, all the time. My God, hallelujah. You ain't got to beg, hallelujah. But you're cursing yourself when you don't do the right thing, and you're cursed with a curse. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and stop right here, amen. And I'm going to go ahead and give the announcement. Hallelujah. On yesterday, hallelujah, we had none other than Elder Bertha Askew. Faith come by hearing, awesome word, awesome woman of God. She prayed the house down. You missed it, you missed the treat. The show come on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then we have on Sunday, we'll call the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. You need some water, some Coke, ginger ale, whatever you prefer. You can go and get it. Glory to God. And then you move on. Hallelujah. We have none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, that's coming on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Then if you move on back up on Tuesday night, we have the Power Impact King. Glory to God. Ah, my God, my God. When they come on the radio station, oh, my God, the demons get to trembling. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you can go on Facebook. Hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse, it's going to be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. Let them know, glory to God. It's ministry with you and Matt, because they can be doing other things, hallelujah, watching TV, glory to God. But they desire to serve the Lord, hallelujah, and to serve the people of God. So, amen. So go ahead and hit them up. Inbox them. And if you can't get to them, and you know, if you know any of us, you can go ahead and contact us, and we will get you to them. Hallelujah. So we can get your needs met. So I encourage you also. I want you to come on, hallelujah, and be a servant, hallelujah. Come on and join in, hallelujah. Join the wild team, hallelujah. My God, join us, hallelujah. The windows are open. The windows of heaven is open, hallelujah. But they got to start down here with your training first. So I encourage you to go ahead, hallelujah. Come on in and partner also with us. You will receive many, many perks. You'll receive ministry from Monday all the way down through Sunday. And guess what? It starts over again. An awesome word coming from the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't want to miss it. $25 or more. So come on in. Jump in. Hallelujah. While the water, hallelujah. Oh, my God. While the water is being stirred. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. With all that said, keep all those announcements in mind. I don't like to leave the show. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, before I end it, hallelujah, there's someone, amen, you're on your job, hallelujah, and you haven't been performing your duties. You know what I'm talking about. You haven't been performing the things that you should be doing on your job, hallelujah. Amen. You know, you have to look at it like this. I'm working for the Lord also, so I have to be, I'm held accountable for what I do on my regular job, and know that this job is dedicated to the Lord, and you do what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. You're getting frustrated now because things are happening, but you got to do what you're supposed to do on your job. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you do that, then, you know, nothing else matters. Because, you know, you're always sometimes going to be, amen, talked about and come against. You know, you're going to go through trials and tribulations. It don't matter. But just make sure that whatever they're saying, it's not the truth. It's not the truth of the matter, okay? Make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. And if you ain't dedicated and doing what you're doing on your job, then, you know, you can't commit to God if you're not doing that. Hallelujah. That's a two-way street, people. Don't look at it like that. But yes, that's what it is. If you're dedicated to doing what you're supposed to do on your job, then you could dedicate what you're supposed to do to God. But if you ain't, you can't commit yourself to God. But that's where it starts at. Hallelujah. And people will see what a good God we serve when they say that, because your light is shining, because you're trying to do everything that you're supposed to do in that place and on your job. Glory to God. My God, that's what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. So don't get stuck in a rut. Just do what you're supposed to do, and it will be all right in the morning. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead now and give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord, into what you want me to be, O God. I repent of all my sins, all the sins I have committed, and those that I don't even know that I had committed. Lord, Lord God, repent for them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray. Amen. If you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get in a Bible-believing church, or you can contact any of us, hallelujah, on Facebook, and we can help you, amen, to better yourself in the new year. Understand, this money is flying by, so, you know, you want to get on in and get committed and get dedicated so you can be righteous. You can live a righteous lifestyle so God can bless you beyond measures. He want to bless his people, but it's just a matter of fact of coming in and getting in. Hallelujah. Stop sitting on the fence looking. Come on and get in. Hallelujah. You know, I sit on the outside. You know, a lot of people say they sit on the outside. They're looking in. Hallelujah. But no, you can come in the door. Hallelujah. And you can be, hallelujah, a saint. Hallelujah. Not a sinner, but you can be a saint. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction now. So the next 30 minutes, you're going to get your break, get some water, and then you can hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.